in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo.
Yo, it's Mungus the podcaster. Yo, so everybody, it's Mungus. And if you're wondering why my voice is so deep right now, it's because I just woke up. I overslept. So now I have to quickly record this before I go and do all the other things in my day, because it's the first thing I try to do every day. So today we're talking about a unique group of onomatopoeia, particularly the word naka-naka. But before we do that, I'd like you to please go check me out on Instagram. Right now I'm doing the 30-day challenge again, but I'm doing the 30-day challenge only on IGTV. So if you'd like to see and have videos and ask me questions on how things actually work, this is a great opportunity for you to jump in, interact with me, and actually have the 30-day challenge, have someone walk you through it, which is going to be kind of fun, I think. So today we're talking about the unique group of onomatopoeia that is naka naka. So there are different groups of Japanese onomatopoeia, and I'll put a link down to a Tohugu article here today to explain a little bit of each of these. But today I want to talk about onomatopoeia that aren't necessarily sound words. So the most common group of onomatopoeia are things that ring true via sound. So for example, when you sing kira kira, it kind of gives the description of something shining. Or buta buta, the sound of rain falling. Or even animal sounds, hearing their voices, technically count as onomatopoeia phrases. However, there are also ones that are used to describe basically adjectives in and of themselves. If something is naka naka, it is quite whatever it is. So for example, if I say something is naka naka omoshiroi, which would be quite funny. This is extremely useful because there are quite a few different ways to say really or quite, but naka naka, it actually sounds quite intelligent. So if you wanted to use something outside of the traditional honto ni omoshiroi or honto maji omoshiroi, you could use naka naka. Now, naka naka, again, is a sound word, so you don't have to use any article around it or any particle around it to be able to express the idea that it is quite something. This is very similar to the first onomatopoeia we talked about, which is tamatama. And there are a list of these that are actually used to describe situations or to be descriptors. These also have to do with the body. If you think about parts of the body, we would describe, for example, how we would describe pain. We describe pain usually in English by the type of pain, whereas in Japanese, you tend to describe the pain more so by the area of which you have the pain. And then you would use the tenten or dakuten to talk about the intensity. So you would use a different descriptor for something being painful on your leg than you would be for painful in like your chest. Those are different types of pain. Now, when using naka naka, though, I want to focus in on naka naka because it's quite used often, really. It really is. It's usually used to describe something positive or something surprising. It's rarely used with something negative. So I could say, like, naka naka taihen desu ne, be quite unfortunate, but that becomes more as a surprise. However, if I use naka naka in regards to the disappointing, nakanaka gakkari shita. Nakanaka gakkari shita, nakanaka gakkari suru, to be disappointed, sounds a little strange, a little out of place. That'd be kanari or maji in that case. However, if you could say, ah, kore nakanaka ureshii, nakanaka ureshii would be quite wonderful, quite fantastic, and or quite kind of someone if you're using it with in terms of a person, which is interesting in how you're using this. This is more of a positive adjective. So go ahead and try to do this. You could also see if you can try to use it without putting the adjective directly behind it. That way you can leave it open to interpretation, which is something Japanese people do all the time. However, with that, I am out of time. I will catch you tomorrow. And remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. So, machigaimashou. Sore ja, mata shita. Gotta punch in, get to work, sumi masen. Chotto mate, kudasai. Nanpa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. Honto ni, I say facts. Uchi ni, uchi ni.